morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, December 15th. Currently with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is west at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.86. The dew point is 14 degrees and the wind chill is 11 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Bridge projects get approved in southeast Kansas. Julio Flores has more.
Montgomery, Chautauqua, Labette, and Neosho counties are to receive state assistance for local bridge projects. In Montgomery County, the bridge on 1800 Road, 1.5 miles east of Coffeyville. Also in Chautauqua County for a bridge 6/10 of a mile south and 2 miles east of Cedarville. In Labette County, the bridge on 25,000 Road, 4 miles east of Parsons, were going to be replaced, and Neosho County's bridge 2 miles north of Chanute will be replaced as well. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
Kansas State has extended the deadline to apply for admission and general scholarship and award opportunities. The original priority date deadline was December 1st. That's been extended now to February 1st. The university encourages domestic students to apply as soon as possible for a shot at additional scholarships through February 1st. To begin the application process, go to the K-State admissions website. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Driving while impaired can be a deadly decision, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state want to remind all drivers to drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season. Enforcement on this law occurs all year long, but officers will be especially focused from December 16th to January 1st to remove impaired drivers from Kansas roads. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breshears said as friends and families gather across our state, the Kansas Highway Patrol will be there to help keep you safe, and there will be extra patrols throughout the holidays. She asks everyone to please do their part so everyone makes it to their destinations safely. By always celebrating responsibly and have a plan in place for a designated driver or utilize a rideshare service. And always buckle up and put the distractions away so you can focus on driving safely. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, there were 18 people killed and more than 700 injured from over 2,000 crashes during December 16, 2021 to January 1, 2022. And in addition, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that across the United States, one person was killed in an impaired driving crash every 45 minutes in 2020. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said the holidays are a special time of year and they want everyone to safely enjoy the season. So this enforcement period will allow them to get the message out that impaired driving is illegal and it takes lives. Those caught driving impaired could face jail time, lose their driver's license and or vehicle, and pay up to $10,000 in attorney's fees, fines, higher insurance rates, and lost wages. There are safe alternatives to driving impaired. Designate a sober driver, use a ride service, call a taxi or a sober friend, or stay home if your plans include drinking. Take the keys away and make a plan to get friends home safely and contact local law enforcement if a suspected impaired driver is seen. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is funded by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation. And for more information on traveling safely this holiday season, you can visit ktsro.org. Gas bills may not be getting much better for Kansans, as Don Tripp with the Kansas Gas Service said they do anticipate that customer bills will be higher in the coming months, because what they've seen is that the demand for natural gas has grown faster than production. The Kansas Corporation Commission sent out a consumer alert at the end of October warning Kansans about the potential price increases due to natural gas supplies, and at the time, they said bills could be as high as 33% more. The Kansas Corporation Commission's Justin Grady said gas supplies are down because the demand for exports of liquefied natural gas exports are up pretty significantly over the last year to 18 months. However, he said prices have rebounded since that initial alert. With wholesale prices coming down, the pass-through prices that they've seen utilities passing through to customers has also come down 15 to 20%, although he says that people are still going to see higher bills. 2022 will mark the 31st anniversary of Worcester Reef Company donating Maine reefs to adorn the headstones of our nation's veterans at Arlington National Cemetery. In addition to reefs destined for Virginia, Worcester Reef will again donate 7 ceremonial reefs to over 1,200 state, national, and local cemeteries across the country. In response to the many voices who wanted to share in the project, the nonprofit Reefs Across America organization was formed to expand the program by offering supporters the opportunity to sponsor a reef, and their goal is to one day see every veteran's grave in the country covered to honor every veteran during the holidays. The annual Reefs Across America ceremony at the Kansas Veterans Cemetery at Waukene will be held this Saturday, December 17th at 11 a.m., and 7 ceremonial reefs will be placed to remember those who gave their lives in service of our country. And specially made reefs for Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, and POW/MIAs will be placed as memorials during the ceremony. All of these specially made reefs are donated by Worcester Reef Company in Harrington, Maine, and the story can be seen and heard online at the Reefs Across America website, reefsacrossamerica.com. Although they have enough donations to place a reef on each grave within the cemetery this year, they collect donations all year long, so new donations will be credited for 2023. Family members will be given the opportunity following the ceremony to place a reef on their loved one's grave, and if family members are unable to attend, the American Legion riders and other volunteers will place the reefs on those graves. In Nebraska news, lab-confirmed cases of influenza have nearly tripled in a week in Hall, Hamilton, and Merritt counties in Nebraska, and officials say it's an alarming trend pointing toward one of the worst flu seasons in 5 years. The first week in December saw lab-confirmed flu cases jump from 40 to over 100, and with only lab-confirmed cases being counted, the number of flu cases in the Central District is likely much higher. By way of comparison, every year since 2017, there were fewer than 10 cases reported at this time of year. The peak of the flu season usually comes at the end of January. However, last week's numbers are worse than any year's peak, with the exception of January 2019. Teresa Anderson, the CDHD health director, stated that these numbers are pointing towards a severe flu season, though it does appear that this year's influenza vaccine is proving to be effective at protecting people from serious illness and hospitalization. Flu symptoms usually come on suddenly and may include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, headaches, fatigue, and muscle or body aches. While some people who get the flu experience mild symptoms and feel better in a few days, others may become very sick and require hospitalization. Those at the highest risk are those 65 and over and children younger than 2 years old. And the flu vaccine is one of the best ways to be protected from the worst effects of the flu. The flu shots are available at the CDHD or local pharmacies at no out-of-pocket expense, and should be noted that the vaccine takes roughly 2 weeks to provide protection. The Grand Island Police Department said that officers arrested 3 teens on Monday after finding a vehicle full of alcohol and drugs. It began near West 4th Street and North Broadwell Avenue around noon when officers said they saw a vehicle lose control and spin out before speeding away. The vehicle was then found in a driveway about three blocks away with four teens inside. An officer said they could smell a strong odor of marijuana as two boys made a run for it. A 13-year-old boy was later found and taken into custody along with a 13-year-old girl. A 15-year-old boy escaped while a 17-year-old girl was cited and released to her guardian. The teens are facing various charges, including possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute, obstructing a police officer, and a minor in possession of alcohol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week you had Southern Valley Tournament up in outside of Beaver City, Nebraska, in Oxford, Nebraska. Mainly you had women up there wrestling, and you took first there. And, of course, you had some of the JV boys there. Let's start off with the girls wrestling.
Girls wrestled really well. We had 22 wins, and 19 of them were by falls, so they were really working the bonus points. We had crowned four champions, four runner-ups, a third, and a fourth, and they all wrestled really well. They did a great job working that top pressure and getting working to get a fall. The boys on there, they changed it to a bracket style this year, so sometimes when it's was a scramble, we could guarantee they'd get five matches, but when it's not a scramble, sometimes it's hard to get those guys seeds, and I think we were 3-9 on the day. We got three matches that we won on the boys' side, and they wrestled pretty well. They were competitive with a lot of the matches that we lost, but we just didn't quite finish out like we should on some of them.
Like we mentioned earlier, the girls had won first, but you also had above or like 20-some wins, too, for the girls, didn't you?
Yeah, 22 total wins, yes.
And that's been pretty good for you based off of the first – basically most of these are first-year wrestlers.
Yeah, this is – a lot of them, it's their first year wrestling, especially in high school. So all of them, for the most part, have gotten a win under their belt, so they – and it's crazy to see how much more confidence they get after that first one. They become way more aggressive, and they start trying new things. So it's really good to get them that confidence and going.
On Saturday, you take your varsity squad up to Holdridge, Nebraska, for the Duster Scramble. And that's a whole lot of different wrestling with Nebraska-style wrestlers. And one team from Colorado this year, a fifth-place finish for the Blue Jays and a couple first place and an outstanding wrestler.
Yes, we wrestled really well overall. I had fifth place at Holdridge isn't nothing to really frown at. Last year, I think we got ninth as a team in the Holdridge Duster Scramble. It's nice, though, because everyone gets 4 to 5 matches because it is a scramble tournament, so we get a lot of mat time and a lot of learning. We ended up with two champions, a runner-up, and two fourths, and our boys wrestled really tough. We had a slew of fifth and sixths, but we competed very well, and it's a bunch of different levels of Nebraska wrestling because there's Class A schools there, there's Class B schools there, and I think Broken Bow, which is the team that won it, is a very dominant Class C. They jump between B and C. So it was a very good tournament for us to go to.
And like we mentioned, the outstanding wrestler, Garrett Durbin, taking that home.
Yeah, Garrett got the outstanding wrestler for the second week in a row. He showed up and was very dominant, but that's kind of Garrett. That's just how he wrestles, and he wrestled really well. Corbin Puga was in a very dominant, or he had a very dominant performance in a very tough bracket. He had Azel from Grand Island Northwest, who I think is number one in Class B, and we beat him 2-0. And then there's a tough Minden kid that we beat 8-4 at one point. I think we were cutting him and taking him down. So he is wrestling some of his best, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he does at Goodland. And then Derek Clydesdale had a great day as well. If you were there, you saw that the kids that he was wrestling were a lot bigger than him, because he's a little bit undersized for a 13-pounder. He's kind of filling that in for us, and he's doing a great job because he uses great technique, and he's really fast. So he works all that really well and does a really good job, and ended up getting second place.
And then we talk about Corbin and Derek, and that is your choice for the Wrestler of the Week.
Yeah, our Wrestler of the Week for the boys' side this week was Derek Clydesdale for his performance in that tough bracket where he was undersized, and then Corbin Puga, where he was very dominant in a very tough bracket. And then on the girls' side, Allison Hale got her first win of the season, and she was actually the only girl in a full bracket that was 16-girl bracket, and she made it all the way to the finals. She pinned her way to the finals and then fell 6-2 to a tough girl from Axtell.
On to your next competition. That's going to be Thursday night at the East Campus. You will be wrestling a duel against Trigo. Tell us a little bit about that duel.
Trigo should be pretty competitive on the boys' side. On the girls' side, there will be 5 total matches. We'll have 2 opens on us because we have some sick, and they'll have 7 opens on them. But the 5 matches we have, they have some tough girls in, so they should be pretty competitive. And then we'll have an intermission where we'll have some little kids dueling while we're getting the boys ready. And then in the boys, there should be about 10 matches. They'll have 4 opens, which will give us a good lead, but they should be competitive, especially in the lower weights. They've got some good young kids that will be competitive in this duel.
And, of course, that'll start at 6 o'clock again at the East Campus. Now, on Saturday, it's Goodland. It's believed to be a scramble tournament out there. We haven't gone out there for a few years. Tell us a little bit about some of the teams that are going to be out at Goodland.
Goodland's going to have a lot of teams that we see a lot, but it's also going to have some teams out of Colorado that we don't see very often, and then Perry LeCompton's coming all the way out to Goodland, which will be a good one to see because we typically don't see them until state. Hoxie will be there, Goodland, Colby, a lot of teams we see a lot, but they're good perennial schools that are going to have some competitive kids. It's both boys and girls, so there will be a lot of matches that day. There's 20 total teams, and it starts at 10 a.m.
Okay, well, Coach, sounds like a pretty busy week for you, and, of course, last week with some good finishes for you. So we're going to wish you the best of luck on Thursday and Saturday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all the wrestlers in their upcoming meets. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 3 p.m., the Norton Junior High School pep rally; at 4:30, the junior high basketball in Hoxie; and at 6 p.m., the high school varsity, junior varsity, and girls wrestling duel with Trigo. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today is cook's choice, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today is chicken wings, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 32 and windy with a northwest wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 14 and blustery with a northwest wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 32 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And on Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 12. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
continuing with your weather forecast for Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 40. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 44. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 25. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 30. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 33. Currently, with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is west at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.86. The dew point is 14 degrees, and the wind chill is 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas Jayhawks are coming off of a dominant win against Missouri last Saturday, and now they'll have another tough opponent as they take on Indiana coming up on Saturday afternoon inside of Allen Fieldhouse. And Michael Swain of Fog.net joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed what KU will have to do against Indiana coming up on Saturday and how they'll have to try and match the energy of the Hoosiers, and if they are able to do that, what it leads to down the line, but also what a lack of energy can mean for KU.
If the energy isn't there defensively, then all of a sudden things can kind of compound because, you know, the energy's not there on the glass. The other team can get offensive rebounds. You're not turning them over as much, you know. You think about the Tennessee game, that came after 3 games in 3 days. You're tired at that point. So I think for me that's almost what I'm more interested to see is how does this team perform in less than ideal circumstances. So I think it's going to be a really good matchup. I think this is a game that Kansas probably will win, but I don't think you could ask for a better home test for Kansas to really wrap up the non-conference schedule.
KIN Sports.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. With locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future? future goals or dreams, let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.